This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Waiting for results of a brain scan, a London hospital now says Charlie Gard is a hopeless case. It's the same hospital that has now denied transfer to a U.S. hospital for months. Media outlets are being panned by watchdog Media Research for only picking up on the tragic story after President Trump tweeted about Charlie Gard. And the attorney supposedly appointed for Charlie's parents is calling for active euthanasia instead of merely removing life support. President Trump and Senate leaders are calling for an outright scrapping of Obamacare before replacement. A handful of votes scuttled the defunding of Planned Parenthood and replacing Obamacare. Scrapping Obamacare would avoid having to wait for what the next 2018 election does to the U.S. Senate. Waiting a year and a half likely means health care failure, more abortion funding, and a cut in middle-income employee benefits in so-called Cadillac programs. This is Life News Radio.
The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view.
In other headlines, a British man, bound to a ventilator and wheelchair, is going to court trying to force Britain to legalize early death assistance in suicide. And San Antonio Republican Joe Strauss, leader of the Texas State House, says he wants to scuttle Governor Abbott's pro-life agenda in a special session. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com or find us on social media. This has been Life News Radio.